3, 2, 1. It's the Jono, Ben and Sharon podcast. The Edges, quit your day job.
Hi, I'm Jonathan. You might remember me from very recently marrying a stranger. So you know I'm batshit crazy already.
Jonathan Trenberg.
Your live audition starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Jonathan is here. So you.
Hi, Sharon.
We're on Married at First Sight.
Briefly.
You married Ray.
Yeah.
Regretfully.
Very much so.
You're also working for a property developing company, so you're looking to kind of branch out.
Yeah, I'm very lucky they even let me be here.
I know, that's so nice of them.
Can I just say, you look so good today. What is going on?
Stop.
And
this guy.
Starting right off the bat with kissing your butt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you know, I like it.
You do look particularly hot.
Oh, thank
tonight.
You. I've had my hair and makeup done because I'm going out tonight. Getting loose as a goose, guys. But Jonathan, you are joining us to do a live audition. Do you think you've got what it takes?
I know I've got what it takes. It's more like convincing you guys that you think that I got the goods.
Well, we're going to throw some curveballs at you this afternoon. Interviews, we're going to do some questionnaires, and we're going to challenge you to tell your best story ever. You ready to get into it?
Bring it.
We want to get to know you a little bit more, Jonathan.
Let's go.
Because, I mean, we've seen bits and pieces on Maths, but I reckon there's way more to you than that TV show.
Oh my God, you could not be more correct. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. It's so validating. Well, I'm a whole person.
You are a whole person. I love it. And I love your Lifeline t-shirt you're wearing. Straight out the gate is a big tick in my book.
It's gonna...
But we're going to play some little clips right now. We want you to finish the sentence. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right.
My dream is to quit my day job and become Sharon's co-host. But my normal day job is...
I work for a property developer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to music, you'll usually find me listening to...
Old school rock and Taylor Swift.
I'm so glad you said something edgy. Then I was like, hey, what about some edge? What about some top 40, baby?
It's all the top 40.
Did you like the Lover album?
Oh, like so good. So good. Like she's peaking.
It was really surprising to me because I wasn't expecting it to be that good. And I listen to it every single day. Like I'm obsessed with it.
Every day.
It's so good.
The best day of my life was...
Today.
It's today, Sharon.
Yes!
Like, every day is the best day of my life. Oh. And, like, I'm so glad you're here to share it with me.
Aww.
The scariest thing that ever happened to me was...
I got accepted into a reality TV show.
And then...
Don't do it.
No.
No. Just, like, overall, don't do it.
Really? Did you hate it that much?
Yes! Oh, my God.
Apart from meeting Vicky, who's your now BFF.
Oh, she is the light of my life, and I love her so much. So,
that's
yeah.
So no, cute.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that's pretty good, right?
That's a positive out of the negative.
The whole thing was scary in general.
Aww. Yeah.
If I was going to create a competition on The Edge, it would be...
One where I get a job.
Well, you're in the right place, my friend. You're in the right place.
My one go-to party trick is...
I feel like you just put this one in last minute, Dan.
I did, actually.
It sounded like
I put that one in last minute. I did. I didn't put any of that, like, echoey effect on it, and it sounds different. I regret what I did.
So, Jonathan, what is your special talent?
Well, okay. The Kanye West song, Monster.
Yes.
I can do Nicki Minaj's verse entirely without swearing, which is actually a feat.
Now, I don't want to put any pressure on you.
Don't make me.
But, A, I'm going to make you do this. But, B, this is my favourite female rap verse of all time and one of my favourite rap verses of all time.
Shut the front door.
I listen to this song on a daily basis to pump myself up for work. So, if you screw this up, I'm going to be very upset.
You're going
to
know.
I'm going to know.
All right,
so, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's hear rapping Jonathan.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1, go.
Pull up in the Monster automobile gangster with a bad... That came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a Tonka color of Willy Wonka. You can be the king, but watch the queen conquer. First things first, I'll eat your brain. And then I'm start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Because that's what a mother... Monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Mudger Seppi Seppi Heel, that's the monster shoe. Young Money in the Rutter, that's the monster crew. Yeah, I'm all up in the bank with the funny face. And if I'm fake, I don't know, that's because my money ain't. Let me get this straight. Wait, I'm the rookie? But my features in your show's 10 times your pay.
Whoa.
50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my body's gotta climb it. Harder than a Middle Eastern climate. Wine it. Tony Matarandate, wine it.
Wine it.
So one track, one
track.
No, I just can't say the N-word.
I was like,
but really, I don't give a
doop, doop, doop.
CK. Forget Barbie.
Nikki.
She's fake. She's on a diet butter puckets eating cheesecake. And I'll say Bride of Chucky is child's play. Just killed another career. It's a mild day. Besides, yay, they can't stand besides me. I think me, you, and Am should menage Friday.
Next bit.
Pink wig, thick ass, give him whiplash. What? Think big, get cash, make him blink fast. Look at what you just saw. This is what you live for.
Ah!
I'm a mother... monster.
Oh, that was good. I enjoyed that a lot. Like too much. I think I enjoyed that way too much for two white people rapping. That was so good. I love that. Great talent. Our listener pals, text through what you thought to 3343. You are meeting Jonathan for the very first time. It is brand new from Mitch James. It's called Sunday Morning, and Ooh. It's so fitting because Mitch James is in studio right now. Mitch!
How are we?
Hello.
How are we?
I'm so glad that you're here, A, because I freaking love your new song. I heard Dom, Meg, and Randall play it for the first time this morning. But I need you to help me out because I'm doing Quit Your Day Job live auditions this week because John and Ben are abandoning me at the end of the year. And so this week, I'm trying out different people that want to quit their day job and come and work with me. And you've been in here a lot. You know what The Edge is about.
Yes.
So I'm going to get today's contestant, if that's what we want to call them, Jonathan.
Jonathan,
future best friend, one of those.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jonathan to do a 2-minute interview with you to see if he's got what it takes. Because interviewing's a big part of the job here.
It definitely is.
What do you think? You've given him a beer off here.
Yeah, we've immediately got stuck into the beers. I bought around some of my favourite brews, Behemoth. And
you're a bit of a craft beer fan.
I'm a self-admitted craft beer wanker, yeah.
Well, let's see if he's got what it takes. And Mitch, I want your honest feedback at the end. But Jonathan, are you ready?
Oh, I was born ready, baby.
Your 2 minutes starts now.
Mitch James, the Pride of Howick.
Not the Pride of Howick.
I'm just kidding. I know from Ben Dowie. But like, you know, that was a mistake. That's a bad way to start an interview. Why is the ticking happening?
Because
right
you've
now?
Only got 2 minutes.
This is making the interview very anxious.
Well, you've got to be. Come on.
We've lost 10 seconds.
All right, Jonathan, you've been crushing it over the last year in the charts. I'm not going to lie, I thought Ed Sheeran was just pumping out fire, and I was like, well, this is amazing. Turns out it was you the whole time.
I do get that a little bit, and it's a weird kind of backhanded compliment, but I'm all for it.
It's the best compliment. He's like the king of all gingers. Are you rocking a little ginger tinge yourself?
From one ginger to another?
Have I just realised that I'm a little bit ginger?
You're just like me, man. We're called daywalkers. Like, we can survive in the sunlight.
You've just blown my mind. Maybe I am a ginger. This is crazy.
Like, the king of all gingers, he wanted you to open for him. How was that?
Yeah, amazing, bro. He was pretty much exactly how you'd think. He's a top to bottom legend.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm a huge fan of the.
I think we all are.
The legend. I've got some lyrics here for you. I just want you to like hear them out, and then I've got some questions for you at the end. I'll be fine here on my own. I thought you were the one for me, but I was wrong. I can see the bright blue skies now that you're gone. I don't need a goddamn thing from anyone. Follow-up question. Are you okay? Like, that is some dark lyrics. Who is she and what did she do to you? Like, what's the deal?
The girl that song's about, I got nothing but love and respect for her. That's all.
Bull! I'm not buying that at all. That's absolute BS.
Of course he does. He's a nice guy and he's getting royalties out of it.
He is now, yeah. No, like, very good. I caught your performance at the Music Awards the other night and it was amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much, bro.
Did you get lit AF afterwards?
Yes. There we go. Jonathan, 2-minute interview with Mitch James, who...
perfectly timed.
How'd we go?
Who also, I'm just going to side note say, I know that you'll hate that I say it, Mitch, was robbed at the Music Awards. You should have definitely taken home some hardware.
100%.
But what do you think of your interview with Jonathan?
I think Jonathan's got the sauce.
Do you?
I like it.
He asks the hard questions, which I quite enjoy, and he doesn't shy away from the awkward, which I really like.
We're confronting at the edge. Just ask Dom.
That's very true. We could have a future Dominic Harvey on our hands here.
I don't want to be pigeonholed like that at all.
Okay.
But no, do you know what? Halfway through, my phone turned off and I had all my notes on there, so I just...
Off the top, creative... I like it. That's what you got to do.
Well, Mitch James has got a new song out. It's called Sunday Morning. Make sure you check it out. We're going to get you to stick around, Mitch, because next hour we'll get our next contestant to do a two-minute interview with you, all right?
Let's do it.
So get back on the beers, babs. And Jonathan, you are very interesting.
Oh, God.
And you had an incident at the gym which ended up with a whole lot of blood in a whole lot of places.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it ended with me standing in front of, like, gym staff with my hands covered in blood.
Oh, my God. Did you kill someone? Please tell me no.
It would have looked like that because I'm, like, naked in my towel with my hands in front of me. Okay, so I went hard at the gym. Like I had a big... Don't snigger when I say that,
no,
by the way,
I just laugh because
I do,
like,
go to the gym.
Because, like, whenever... We live in that culture now where we have to tell people, and I'm guilty of it too, where you're like, I went to the gym today. I know you didn't ask. How are you? Went to the gym today. What do you do? Gym today?
I work out.
So you worked out real hard. You pumped some living iron. You threw some tin round.
Oh, my God. I went hard. Yeah, no, it was... Okay, it was a good sesh. It was a real good sesh. And then I go down, like, really looking forward to a hot shower, and I'm in there, and this doesn't happen to me too often, but, like, I just get a crazy bleeding nose. Like, because it was hot, because I'd just been pumping iron, it was a gusher.
Oh, yeah, no one wants a gusher.
It was bad. So I was like, I need to, like, come up with a plan here. So I thought, I'll get all this out in the water and I'll plug my nose up with my thumb.
Oh,
so
smart.
And then I'm going to run to the toilets and sort this out. So I did. I ran across the stalls to the toilets, grabbed a bunch of toilet paper and made me a plug. Like, I MacGyvered the situation and just kind of whack.
Very smart.
Locked it up there. And I thought, I'm going to get all this sorted. I'm going to get to work, have a fun story when I get there and sort it out. So while I'm getting ready, and because I've plugged up my nose, I'm breathing through my mouth. And I have this, like, spray and wax stuff from Redken. It's real good stuff. That sort of gives me my shine.
Don't use the radio show to get free Redken, mate.
Yeah. At JTrainB, like, hook me up, Redken. Some, like, fresh stuff.
So you're putting your spray wax in?
Yeah, so I'm putting that in, and because I'm breathing through my mouth, it gets in my mouth, and I sneeze violently over the mirror. My plug comes out, and there is blood smattered across the mirror.
I can't.
It was bad. Like, and I panic and I start laughing and I don't know what to do. So I'm just in my towel.
Oh, God, laughing as, like, just laugh spraying.
I start trying to wipe it off with my hands and trying to, like, but it just makes it so much worse. Oh. And the situation's really escalating. I don't know what to do. And then I'm getting looks like I just murdered someone. So I decided to sort of get some professional help. So I walk out there with blood in my hands.
Oh, literally.
Quite literally.
Because is anyone in the gym, like, are they in the bathroom and they can witness this, like, massacre?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I had some really dodgy looks.
Did anyone try to help, or were they just like, oh, you disgusting mess?
No, there's just that naked old guy who's always way too confident in the corner, just giving me the side eye.
Oh, you just know that someone's given up at that point, eh? That is like, YOLO. I actually noticed that before I had a kid, I always thought, when you were getting changed in a changing room, I was like, the people that have had kids will always just be like, and just do it.
Zero ifs, man.
Yeah. And then I was like, I was like, I wonder if that's because you've had kids and it's like, kind of like, everyone's seen me at my most vulnerable state. And now I've had a kid, even though I had a C-section, I'm the same. I'm just like, we'll just get changed. And I think it's just because you're in the gym and you're like, look, someone's seen a human come out of me. It can't get any worse.
Try jumping in the men's locker room. Like, it is gnarly. And it's never the hottest people that are actually that confident being naked. It's always the ugliest, like, most overweight ones.
Oh, but it's one hell of an injury at the gym to be then spraying.
Gym-jury, I call it.
A gym-jury. That's perfect. That's where we're going with this. 0800 The Edge, text to 3343. What was your gym-jury, your gym injury? Let us know. Live auditions. You're with Sharon. And today, joining me to be a potential replacement for John and Ben is Jonathan, that makes, if we just shorten your name to Jono, that's going to be, like, quite good for the old marketing. We just have to find another Ben.
I'm just a much hairier version of Jono, really.
Much hairier.
You have no idea.
Way prettier, younger, looks like you drink water.
I do hydrate.
Love it. Now, we were hearing about your gym injury before, where you had one hell of a bleeding nose and it ended quite spectacularly.
Yeah, it's kind of my favourite story at the moment, for sure.
So you plugged your nose up with toilet paper and then what happened?
Sneezed violently on the mirror and it went everywhere, and then tried to clean it up with my hands, and then basically got kicked out of the gym.
Ugh, disgusting. But it's a great radio story, which is what we're looking at a co-host, looking for in a co-host. Maddie, what happened to you?
I was doing some box jumps after a pretty big session. Just kind of missed the top of it, gashed up my shin, and got 13 stitches.
Ooh. I imagine that, like, getting a shin stitch is probably the worst of all the stitches because it's so tight.
Oh, yeah, it was horrific. I've still got a giant Nike-shaped scar on it.
Wow, just do it.
Yeah,
Like, it's a real gym injury. It's, like, sponsored.
I know. And, like, what would you have done if you were in the bathroom with Jonathan when he's spraying his blood everywhere, Maddie? Would you have helped out or done a runner?
Oh, I probably would have helped out. I'm a bit of a lifeguard, so, you know, first aid's kind of a thing.
Maddie, do you carry one of those, like, first aid kits on you where you can just, like, snap on the gloves and you're good to go?
Not quite, but I keep gloves in my car in case I come across a car crash.
You're a good person to have around.
Yeah, Maddie, we might have to hire you with that sort of knowledge. Michelle, welcome to the show. What was your gym injury?
Hi, I actually, face-planted on the treadmill. I tripped on my shoelace and the belt ripped my eyebrow open.
Oh, my God! Oh, this is this is my worst nightmare because I've been doing a sprints on a treadmill at this, like, HIIT fitness place, and I am terrified that that is going to happen to me. Like, was this, like, mid-run, or was it at the end when it's slowing down and you're trying to get off it?
Oh, no, this is mid-run. I was full in it, and because there's a wall behind me, there's nowhere for me to go, so my face was stuck on the treadmill while it was still spinning.
Oh, my God!
Michelle!
This is Final Destination 9 or something. Can I ask a quick question? Like, did anyone get this on film? Because I'm pretty sure that these have the, like, top hits on YouTube, and you could cash in on that.
Unfortunately not. Like, I would have loved to have seen it in playback myself, but they've since got security in that room, but it hasn't happened again, thankfully.
Oh, Michelle.
I'm sorry for laughing.
I wish there was CCTV for that.
The Edges, quit your day job.
Just had a nervous poo when Sharon told me that I was going to be on here today, so
it was weird. Yeah. I was in the office.
Jaden, your live audition starts in 3, 2, 1.
So Jono and Ben are leaving me at the end of the year, so it's just going to be Sharon and who? I've got to find my new co-host, and I want you to help me along with our Edge judging panel. Text what you think to 3343. We just had Jonathan, and this hour, meet Jaden, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me.
I think you were just going to singularly say hello. I was like, dude, you got to say more than that. So, Jaden, you have been a waiter all around the world by the looks of your CV. Like, you were a waiter in Mexico.
No. I was at Mexico, the restaurant, like Mexico Food and Liquor.
The name of the place.
Yeah, you know, like there's one in Sacapuna and one in Ponsonby and yeah.
And so, Hamilton. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I've actually only ever been to Fiji, other than New Zealand.
Well, great. Auntie Shazog's got this off to a great start. We've got some text feedback about you already, Jaden.
Here we go.
My co-host this hour. It says, love your work. From mum.
Oh.
So it's so cute that your mum is texting and giving you some support.
Thank you so much, mum.
And I love the transparency.
Yeah. You could have maybe pretended you were someone else, but that's all right.
Yeah, mum, you should have just put some love hearts in there. She's also done some emojis, but the emojis don't show up on the text machine. No. I wish I could see them.
I didn't even know she knew how to use emojis.
Well, she is very clever.
Very good.
We've been getting every person, Jaden, to bring along a story that, you know, could entertain the audience and showcase a little bit of you.
Yes.
Now, you're the first person in the finals that has got a story that didn't want me to know the story, and I had to leave the room while you told Ryan, our boss, and our producer Dan. What is the story? I am terrified.
Don't be terrified. I just wanted you know, all that natural.
Okay.
That natural reaction.
I love it. And
I feel like this will be good. I hope anyway. But anyway, let's crack into it.
Now you're nervous and I'm not gonna like it.
I'm good. I'm feeling good. So I used to work at Mexico, not in the country, at the restaurant.
Yum.
And
best fried chicken.
Phenomenal stuff. And the tacos are great as well. And I like to build a good rapport with the customers and make the experience as enjoyable as the food. And so
Did you work at the one in Ponsonby?
No, okay. Never that one.
Okay.
Was there another?
There's another cool guy. The other person there, I was like, hang on, I had a guy that gave me an experience like that at Mexico. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Well, I think, without blowing smoke up my ass, I would have been a little bit unforgettable because I added a little bit of my own flavour here and there, if you will. And, you know, so sometimes I'd say, have you been here before? No, you haven't. Okay, great. Well, let me give you the hoedown, throwdown on some of the nooks and crannies of how this place flows and goes.
Okay.
That was one of my go-tos. And then with the entree, I'd be like, oh, do you guys want an entree to get the engine started? And then there was this one time, I obviously didn't survey the table well enough, didn't look. And I said, do you guys want an entree to get the wheels rolling? And I looked down and one of the customers was in a wheelchair.
No! Oh
Yeah, I was.
So what happened? Why? This is something that would happen to me as well. I am so awkward. Yeah. So what did you do when you realised the guy? Did you panic?
I went absolutely pale. Yeah, I panicked. I freaked out. I just started rushing my words, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" And she looked at me like she knew I'd said it. She was like, kind of like, "Did he really?
Did he really say that?"
And I was like, "Oh my gosh! I really just said that." And I just freaked out. Look, I just did my normal order fast as. Oh, thanks, guys. Walked away. Went up to the other waitress, and we just had a little deal going on. We could swap a table, and I'd be like, "I'm so sorry. Can you please look after that table? I'm going to do another one." I just felt bad. I just felt like there was no redemption.
Are you not the over-apologizer? Because I'm the person that would have been said, "Oh, sorry, I didn't see your wheelchair." Not that like the wheelchair is your thing, and it's getting this like vicious cycle of apologizing.
Yeah, that was the whole. I didn't want to go down. Oh. And so, yeah, I think that's, yeah, I just, I was more of a runner away than a digger upper.
A tap and gapper. So if we ever have a fight off air, you're going to be a walk off guy.
I'll grab someone else and just be like, "Hey, can you just finish the show for me, mate?"
Just rotate another dude or gal in there for Sharon. Well, this is awesome. My friend this hour is Jaden.
Hello, yes.
And Jaden, you told one hell of a story before about how you accidentally offended somebody in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But you crazy reckon stuff. You can make up for it now because you have got an invention that's going to change everyone's life.
Mm-hmm, I sure do. Yeah, I'm going to try and bounce back from that. Almost irredeemable story, but I feel like this could do it, this invention here.
Okay, go, Jaden.
All right, okay, here we go. So the time you appreciate your beard, I feel, is when you wake up in the morning. You know, your alarm goes off and you go, "Oh, bugger off alarm," and you start thinking, "Wow, this is one cozy bed. I didn't realise this was so cozy. I'm gonna hit the snooze button and stay in here for a little while longer." But no, that is not good for you.
Okay.
Not good at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sync the alarm to the bed. We're going to create some sort of science-y thing. I'm not a science guy at all. so I don't know what that is yet. We're going to have to get this past whoever. I'm not even a business person. I've got to get this past whoever does this, and then we get to the science part.
Okay, so you got to find something that works like a bed factory or whatever.
Yes, precisely. And I never use that word.
precisely?
Yeah, that's how scientific I'm getting. Yeah, I'm getting real
it?
Right now. Okay. And so when the alarm goes off, it sends these shockwaves into the bed and it immediately stiffens and your bed becomes the most uncomfortable thing in the world. You're like, "Oh, jeepers, creepers, I want to get out of here."
Ooh.
And you'll stop hitting the snooze button and you'll start hitting the "I'm going out there to grab life by the udders and milk it" button.
Oh, because that's the thing is, I am 100%, I understand what you're saying.
Mm.
Although I am very immature and I made it like semi quite innuendo-y.
Yes.
But I really like this idea, but I don't know if people will actually be into it.
Well, firstly, I pitched it to a couple entrepreneurs and one of the blokes, he said, "Hey, I just think there are bigger issues out there in the world." And I said to him, "Well, to solve those, first we've got to get out of bed."
Well, that is a fantastic point, isn't it? I will give you that. But I still don't know if like the general public are going to be into this idea.
Fair enough. And with that in mind, I took it to the streets. I did a bit of market research.
My God.
I needed some feedback. I came here prepared. All right. I asked some people around the streets.
What did they say?
The alarm bed.
It sounds shit.
I just have no idea what you mean. I didn't get it. You lost me.
No.
I wake up really easily with just an alarm, so I wouldn't need it.
I thought it was genius. I'd totally buy it.
If you had a hard bed, wouldn't you have a bad sleep, in which case you'd wake up grumpy and then you wouldn't want an alarm. You wouldn't want that.
It's only hard when the alarm goes off and I feel like I'm more angry when I'm like, "Oh crap, I have to get out of this amazingly comfy bed." Stuff that. FML.
Okay, you know, I'm with you now. I get it. Took me a while, but I get it.
You know that the feedback you got, only two people got it.
Oh, no, look, that's all you need. The man who invented Velcro, I'm sure he had everyone laughing at him. All he needed was one person to go, "Oh, that's not a bad idea."
You've done pretty well so far, Jaden. People have been texting in. You're pretty lovable.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
But the thing is, we need to test you at interview skills. Voice for radio. Oh, there we go.
Off the bat.
Our interviewee has already given you the tick. Mitch James is in studio.
Mitch.
He's got a brand new song out. It's called Sunday Morning, which you should definitely check out. Mm. And we're going to get you, Jaden, to interview Mitch for 2 minutes by yourself.
Alrighty.
Are you ready? I'm ready. Okay, start the clock.
Okay. Does Mitch James get nervous before big things like this, performances, interviews, anything?
Not necessarily interviews anymore, but I am prone to a nervoir poo before a big show. But I'd like to think everyone is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Good on you, mate. And I know this, it's probably rude, but you're 24 now, is that right? Mm-hmm. Are you still lost?
Yes.
Amazing. No worries. So we're 1 year away from hearing a song called 23.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Bloody good.
I've always got that in the back pocket, you know, so it's always good.
Amazing. Now, on the topic of new songs, so I actually listened to your one Sunday morning. Bloody good stuff.
Thank you, absolute banger.
That'll get the cobwebs off in the morning on a Sunday. What was the inspiration for that? It sounds like it was about a girl who was a lady on the street but a freak in the beds.
It's about a booty call, but your traditional booty call reverse. Yeah. You know, guys have been doing it to girls for a while, so girls can do it to guys.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's me in this case.
Oh,
amen.
No. Was it a hurtful booty call in a way? Did it break your heart or eventually?
Yes and no, I guess.
Bloody good.
Can't be complaining. Yeah. Life's good.
At first, when I heard Sunday morning, I thought maybe it would be about hangovers or something. Because you studied in Dunners, is that right, Otago?
Didn't study, lived the dream.
Lived the dream down there. Okay, amazing. Because when I think of Otago, I think of Duff, Heavy D&B.
Yeah.
But you're quite the contrary to that. Did you get amongst the drum and bass much, or was your music an escape?
Well, yeah. I mean, pretty much everyone in Dunedin would not stop listening to drum and bass. Mm. So I got sick of it pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I just stay in my room or play for the fellas pretty
Absolutely.
Much. And when they wanted their D&B fix, they got it.
Yeah, bloody good. Yeah, exactly. It's one or the other, I reckon. Now you're partying hard. Next day, you're going to listen to some Mitch James.
Exactly.
Sunday morning, am I right?
Oh, yes.
Jaden, 2 minutes with Mitch James. You did
so
pretty
good.
Well. You
so good.
Had a good mixture of like funny questions, getting the goss questions and musical questions.
Yes.
What did you think, Mitch?
It's a big tick from me.
Oh, thanks, Mitch. You're a big tick from me as well. You're the triple threat, mate. Good looks, good songs, and just an all-round good dude.
I could say the exact same for you, bro.
Oh, my God. Just
I'll give you my
mixtape.
Come here.
Well, I think they are actually going to make out. So why don't we make a soundtrack to that? We're going to play Mitch's new
song.
We're
going to play Whitney Houston.
No!
One up of stories is something we like to do from time to time.
Yeah, we start with what we feel is quite a bolter story, as they would say in the biz.
Yeah.
And we set the bar relatively high with a great yarn. If you think you can top the yarn or beat it, you call up 0800 The Edge, and then we decide if it beats it, and you move on, and you become the new champion for One Up of Stories. We have Kitty on the phone. Welcome, Kitty.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, we're doing well. We heard this story from you the other day. We bumped into you, and I think it's worthy of maybe taking out One Up of Stories.
And also a restraining order. But anyway, you use a sigh for yourself. What's the story?
Harry Styles personally sent me signed 1D merch.
Harry Styles personally sent you signed 1D merch. That's pretty cool. Now, that's amazing.
He didn't send you a picture of his 1D signed. To Kitty from Harry. Hope you enjoy.
That'd have been even cooler.
So, I'm a massive, like I still am, even though they've broken up. Let's not start. One Direction fan. And I...
Let's start. Whose fault was it?
That he sent me stuff.
No, whose fault was 1D broke up?
I'm going to say Zayn. He just wanted to like do his own thing, but he's not doing that great now anyway. So
yeah, no, he got the ball rolling, didn't he?
Broke up anyway. So what happened? Tell us the story.
So I kind of got a little bit obsessed, and I think it maybe went on for like 3 weeks. I was just trying to guess Harry Styles' email address, and I managed to.
Right, so how would you try and guess it?
I was just putting in what I would think, so I was doing like harry.styles@gmail.com, hstyles, chucking @onedirection.com, @onedirection.uk. I just tried so many different...
For three weeks!
It wasn't like every day.
It wasn't like, okay,
wow.
It's as bad as it sounds. And okay, so obviously you spent 3 weeks just getting what, bounce back emails going, this isn't the proper address, etc.
Yeah, so I got that, and then I there was one email address that I put in, and I didn't get a bounce back straight away, and I got a reply that said, how did you get this email? And I just said, I guessed it. And then I got a reply saying, lol.
Lol. He appreciated the effort you've gone to. Did you tell him you'd been doing it for 3 weeks?
No.
No, that would have creeped him out.
Yeah. Wow.
So then he got my address, sent me a whole bunch of just random 1D merch CDs.
Wow.
I got hats. I got a flag as well, posters. And then I tried to reply and be like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And then I got a bounce back saying, this email address is no longer valid.
Oh, it was a smart thing to do.
Yes.
Wow, but that's amazing.
I like his response. Lol.
Lol. I guessed it.
Get me 1D stuff. So
that is a great story for one upper stories. Thank you very much, Kitty. Appreciate you sharing that yarn. If you think you can beat it, it doesn't have to be about stalking celebrities.
No.
It can be about anything. If you just think your story is better than the one you heard, 0800 The Edge.
This is the story you'd tell if you were on Graham Norton's red chair and you had one story to tell the nation.
Catherine's on the phone. Welcome, K-Dog.
Hello. I think I can, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Firstly, she loves her nickname.
Oh, didn't she? I loved it.
How do you think you can one up that story, Catherine?
So we were, oh gosh, I'm not sure how long ago it was, maybe 10 years ago or so. We were in some hot pools in Wanaka and just hanging out for the day, and these big men in black suits and black sunglasses come waltzing on in, and they checking out the joint, and we're like, oh, what's going on? And then about 20 minutes later, Amy Winehouse gets into the pools with us, and she's just chilling for the afternoon.
Wow.
And, yeah, my kids thought it was great. And of course, they were quite young back then, but now, of course, they listen to all of her songs and think she's amazing. So,
Amy Winehouse is in the hot pools in Wanaka?
In the hot pools at Oak Ridge in Wanaka, yep. Couldn't believe it.
When did she come here?
Was she touring New Zealand at the time? Or just like, I know where there's good hot pools.
I need to go for a swim.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was awesome. Yep. I think she might have come down to Queenstown on holiday and just popped over, I think.
And so did you talk to her?
Yeah, we were just, you know, chilling for the day. And, yeah, I had little kids at that time, so it was a little bit difficult. But, yeah, she was just lying back in her beautiful... swimsuit, sunglasses.
I imagine her bun. Yeah, well, she was running a very big hair operation back in the day, wasn't she? I imagine
that wet would
be a nightmare.
She certainly kept her head above the water.
Yeah, you would do. You would do. Yeah, otherwise, right. You're getting the weight of your hair wet would probably drown you and sink you to the bottom of the hot pools.
You're right. Put your head in, you're like, oh, God.
Hey, good on you, Catherine.
What a great story.
I'd offer my kids their noodle, you know, and... Yeah.
Oh, you said, hey, you have a noodle.
Have a noodle. I'm glad it was you, not your husband, saying, hey, have a noodle.
Hey, you want my noodle? Bit of an incident, a faux pas, if you will. I didn't even know this was a no-no in the telecommunications world.
Well, yeah,
happened today.
Once you explain the story, everyone's going to go, what were you thinking? As I was, and the person.
So we had to call, Ben and I had to call someone in Australia.
And we'd organised this. This was an important call we're going to make to try and get some stuff happening in our careers. Failing careers.
And I was like, well, in my head, I was like, well, the personal approach. I mean, there's going to be a 30-minute chat, I thought, on the phone. Let's come in with their personal approach. So I opted for a FaceTime.
Even though we said we'd phone call you, we'd phone you.
He answered the phone and he's like, oh, hello. Staring down the screen as if to say, well, I was not expecting this.
Well, no one was.
Because he's in the middle of an office. And he's like, oh, this is a little embarrassing. I was like, what's embarrassing about seeing our faces? Like, why is a FaceTime...
A FaceTime is just not people...
Why have they got the function then?
It's basically the boomers, they want to see their grandkids. You know, that's the only reason, you know? You're like, oh, here you go. Other than that, it's a pay... Because you can't actually... You can't do other things while you're doing it. You've got to look directly at the person. You've got to... Oh, it's just
Ever thought in 2019 would be moaning about video calling?
Yeah.
I would have dreamed of video calling 15 years ago.
Well, so we called this guy and he was like, oh... Okay, and
he had to scurry out of the office. I could see it on camera.
I could tell he wasn't into it. I wasn't into it. I said, hey, do you want us to phone you back?
You were like, why have you FaceTimed him?
And we're like, do you want us to phone you back like normal people and we can have a call where you can walk around and do whatever you want? And he said, that'd be great. So we hung up and we called back and that was fine.
Well, I, for one, didn't realise that FaceTime was such an issue for so many people. So we're going to play a game called Face the FaceTime.
Are we?
Ben is going to call.
No, it's just that you're just like, oh, my phone must be in the car. Is what
I
you said.
I left my phone. Down. I don't have my phone. I've
How
only
convenient.
Got a wallet in my pocket. Sorry.
You're face to face. It's not going to happen.
Do it.
No,
I don't have my phone on me.
How convenient, even though you wanted to do this.
Well, you just do it on your phone. It'll be fun. So you can FaceTime, I say, Mike McRoberts. You must have his number, the newsreader Mike McRoberts. And see if Mike McRoberts will answer your FaceTime call, Ben.
No, you can look at him then.
How much of a friend... I know you spend some social time with Mike McRoberts.
I won't be any mates with anyone after. There you go. Yeah. There you go, FaceTime.
Okay, we're going through to Mike McRoberts. Will he face the FaceTime? Right now, he'd be looking at it, be going, "Oh, okay, this is
unusual."
Oh, denied.
Come here, mate.
Hey, Mike.
How are you,
Mike? Mike is jumping.
Hang on a second.
I think he's in bed.
Apologies, Mike. Like Jono's making me FaceTime people to see how it goes, and I can't even look at you. I didn't want to. Just oh look, can we hang up on Mike? I'm hanging up on Mike. Apologies, Mike.
Mike McRoberts didn't have a shirt on. It looked like he was getting
See, he probably tried to answer it.
You never saw him. You just saw his shoulder.
He's right, and then he would have gone, "Oh God, it's FaceTime."
G'day, mate. So we just saw Mike Roberts. Show. I imagine he's in the dressing room of TV3, getting dressed for the news, and we caught him at a very vulnerable moment there. But he still answered, which speaks volumes for your friendship with Mike Roberts.
Wow, what an ex friendship with Mike Roberts.
Wow, there we go.
Oh God, man. Jono, Ben, and Sharon. The Edge.